Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe Pizzapia, and today it's rapid reaction from NFL free agency round 2. And to help me break down all the moves, of course, my good pal, Andrew Erickson, Mr. Big Pod Energy himself. And if you want to stay up to date with all the latest goings on, make sure you head over to either the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the Fantasy Pros News and Scores app. Download that bad boy and you'll get a notification every time a new player is signed or traded or something happens in the NFL. Again, that's the Fantasy Pros News and Scores app. And of course, we have the free agent signings tracker going on as well at fantasypros.com. The link is below. And you can also stay up to date with all of the moves as well in terms of who's moving where and all the breakdowns at fantasypros.com. So make sure you go check that out. That is a living document. So you have everything in there as guys continue to find new homes. Andrew Erickson, certainly a lot of homes to talk about here. Let's first start with Baker Mayfield now heading to Tampa to take over potentially as the starting quarterback for the Buccaneers. So perhaps in a battle with Kyle Trask, we shall see. What do you make of the move for Baker Mayfield, and what's the fantasy fallout?
It's gross. It's a gross fantasy fallout for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Like, Mayfield was horrible last year. Kyle Trask is a total question mark at quarterback. And this team is going to throw the ball less because they literally cannot throw the ball more. Last two seasons, no team has thrown the ball more than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers led by Tom Brady. He is gone. So I got big concerns about Chris Godwin and especially Mike Evans. He was wide receiver 26 overall, wide receiver 32 in points per game last year in one of the most heavy passing offenses. He's going to be 30 by the time the season starts. Mike Evans to me is like a fantasy wide receiver 4 that I'm only really drafting just based on, oh, he's fallen too far. By principle, I have to draft the guy who's never not had a 1,000-yard season.
Yeah, understandably so. We shall see. This could be the last dance here for Baker Mayfield. If he can't get this to work, he might be a backup for the rest of his career. Miles Sanders and Hayden Hurst both ending up with Carolina. And that's kind of interesting because it's a reuniting of Deuce Staley, who used to be with the Eagles and now with the Carolina Panthers. And Miles Sanders certainly has an opportunity here to be the bell cow. Do you think he will be in 2023?
I think he does have a chance to be a full-blown workhorse in this backfield. They paid him a grand sum, 4 years, $25 million, $13 million guaranteed, the most of any running back on the open market this season. You talked about Deuce Staley. The last time we saw Miles Sanders actually have an evolving role in the receiving game, 50 catches for 509 yards as a rookie was in 2019, under Deuce Staley. So I love the fit here. If he just does what Deontay Foreman did on the ground, which was RB21 in total points, from week 7 onward, 4th in the NFL in total rushing yards. Sanders has got that down lock with the rushing production, and then a receiving production get into the next level and make him repeat as an RB1 in Carolina.
All right. What about Hayden Hurst, too? Do you think any possibility if they do, let's say, take a CJ Stroud there that, you know, a lot of young quarterbacks, whoever it might be, tend to always look for the tight end. Does Hayden Hurst have any potential fantasy value, or is this kind of, you know, just a depth move?
I think that it's a real life good move. I don't know why Hayden Hurst keeps getting these like lucrative contracts because he was because he was a first round pick and it just sticks with him. As
that one really good year he had with Matt Ryan, I think that's what it is, right?
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous here with him, but I've done this dance before with Frank Wright and tight ends. I'm not interested in Hayden Hurst. Like, they're going to mix guys okay. around. They have Ian Thomas. They have Tommy Tremble there. Hayden Hurst will be the starter over those guys, but in my early rankings, he was like tight end 30. So I'm not going out of my way to draft Hayden Hurst. Maybe some best ball stacking. Do you think it's going to be Stroud? But besides that, you know, I'm staying far away.
All right. Jamal Williams is going to be leaving Detroit. He is heading to New Orleans. Now, certainly there's going to be some more carries potentially available for any running back with the Alvin Kamara 2023 season in, I guess, limbo right now. Is that the best way to put it? So Jamal Williams had an incredible season in terms of touchdown total last year. We know that he had a lot of carries as well down by that goal line area. So how do you see him working in here with New Orleans? Does he have a chance to be an all-purpose back there, or is this a situation where he's just going to be part of a committee?
I think that he can probably be the early down back in games that Alvin Kamara doesn't play in because of a potential suspension. And I think he's going to be featured in the red zone. You know, he totaled 45 carries last year inside the 10-yard line, which led the NFL. Alvin Kamara had 8 carries out of the 10-yard line. Alvin Kamara didn't even lead his own team. Taysom Hill had 12 carries inside the 10-yard line. So I don't think Jamal Williams is going to score as many touchdowns as he did last year just because there are other weapons in this offense that are going to see carries inside the goal line. I still think he'll lead the team probably in that category. So that does give him the most touchdown upside. But I do think that in games where Kamara isn't available, Williams will be the bell cow guy. But Kamara, this is a bad sign for Kamara. I'm very concerned about his availability this year. And even when he's going to be playing for the Saints, he's going to have a limited role. Before we get to the rest of the transactions, let me tell you about FFPC. We've partnered with the FFPC to bring you the Fantasy Pros Championship, a $350 entry season-long fantasy football contest with $6 million in total prizes, including $1 million to first place. Drafts are open today. Sign up at fantasypros.com/championship and use promo code FANTASYPROS for $25 off your entry. Enter the contest before June 1st and draft your team before June 15th for an additional early bird credit of $35. Each 12-team league consists of a 12-week regular season with weekly waiver periods and start-slash-sit decisions but no trades. The top two regular season seeds, along with the league playoff champion, move on to the championship round in weeks 15 through 17, where they'll compete for the $1 million grand prize. Users can also win Fantasy Pros and Betting Pros subscriptions as part of the prizing.
When you're looking ahead at running backs too, the Patriots signed James Robinson, which feels more like a depth move. Let's talk about that real quick because, you know, Robinson was a great story a couple years ago and that was bounced around a little bit. Is this another one where it's more just trying to get some more bodies here in camp at the RB position for the Pats?
I think so. Look, he was unwanted by two different teams last year. He's benched in favor of undrafted free agent Bam Knight with the New York Jets. So I think that anyone that views this as, oh, Ramondre Stevenson, this is a negative for him. No, like having James Robinson basically is going to prevent the Patriots from making another addition at the running back position, which means Stevenson at worst has at least the receiving role locked down. And Jason Robinson is going to have to try to beat him out for touches. And based on what we saw last year from James Robinson's on the field play, he's not sniffing the field as long as Ramondre Stevenson is healthy. So I think that Stevenson is still going to be a top 10 running back next year. And James Robinson is really nothing more than a handcuff, in my opinion.
Speaking of handcuffs, Alexander Mattison back again with the Minnesota Vikings. Is he anything more than a handcuff at this point? I know there's been speculation about Dalvin Cook potentially being dealt at some point. But I mean, I feel like we do this dance every year and it's just Mattison is that, you know, in case of emergency break open glass situation. But what do you make of his return to Minnesota?
I think it was a smart move by them to lock him in 2 years, $7 million, $6.3 million guaranteed, but it's a backup deal. You know, it's not a starter level signing contract for Alexander Mattison. They know what he is. He's just kind of like a worse version, less explosive version of Dalvin Cook. But when called upon in the right situations, like he can deliver. Now, can he deliver for 17 games? That remains to be seen, which is probably why they will add another running back if they end up trading away Dalvin Cook. But for right now, he's fine. And he's probably honestly a decent sell high in dynasty if someone views him as the locked and loaded starter for the next 2 years.
Now, the Miami Dolphins are kind of in a rock and a hard place here. A quarterback, they're hoping for the best with Tua's health. They signed Mike White, and they also brought back not one, but both of the running backs. So Jeffrey Wilson returns to Miami along with Raheem Mostert, which to me, it just makes for one muddy backfield. What do you think about all these signings for the Dolphins?
Makes sense that they're just going to retain players on the cheap. You know, Raheem Mostert, Jeff Wilson didn't cost a lot of money for them, and they know that they work in the system, and they're both injury prone. So it's like, hey, we need two of them to get the production of one running back. Let's just keep both of them and hope that one of them stays healthy. And that's really the key here with fantasy. You know, until one of them gets hurt, they're just going to be kind of splitting duties 50-50, receiving, rushing, red zone usage. All was 50-50 last year. For me, I'm going to have Wilson ranked higher just because he's younger, he got paid more, but I wouldn't knock anybody for drafting Mostert if he ends up being a better value later in draft. So I think both guys are fine, especially to draft at cost, because they'll both be cheap and you want parts of this explosive Dolphins offense.
We're officially in day 3,784 of the Aaron Rodgers saga. We still have no clarity as of recording this right now, but let's have some fun. Let's speculate, because he said that's where he wants to go. We'll see if he gets what he wants. What would Aaron Rodgers, in your opinion, mean to the Jets? And what do the Packers look like with Jordan Love under center?
Well, Garrett Wilson would be going to the moon, essentially, with his fantasy production. I mean, last year he was already basically on the fringe of top 10 fantasy wide receiver in games that were not played by Zach Wilson. So you putting in Aaron Rodgers now as his quarterback, like, I could easily see him finishing inside the top five wide receivers. So Garrett Wilson is just going to be someone that I'm just going to love drafting. With the other players, Elijah Moore, potentially Alan Lazard, I think it makes them just spike week potential types of players. Like, Lazard is obviously trusted by Aaron Rodgers as a run blocker, as a red zone threat. So we could see him having spiked weeks of production. And Elijah Moore, we saw his rookie year, how talented he was. He was obviously in the doghouse this past year. So he's definitely going to be a very boom or bust type of player, because if he ends up in Aaron Rodgers' doghouse, well, it's going to be a repeat of his sophomore season and not his rookie year. So definitely just a big stock up for all those players. Breece Hall could be the RB1 overall with Aaron Rodgers in this offense, who if he's healthy, you know, the sky's the limit there for Breece Hall. As for the Green Bay Packers side of things, Jordan Love will be the starting quarterback. I think he's a little underrated. You know, the reason he hasn't been playing is just because Aaron Rodgers has been winning MVPs. Aaron Rodgers doesn't win an MVP. What do you know? They want to start Jordan Love. Christian Watson, I think, is the value play here. I think that he could be a top 15 receiver. He was super efficient last year. I think it'll be a value because people will be afraid of Jordan Love, but I think Jordan Love can do enough to at least sport one fantasy viable weapon in Christian Watson.
All right. Stay up to date again at fantasybros.com with the NFL free agency signings tracker, and download the Fantasy Pros News and Scores app, so you know every time somebody's on the move in the NFL. That'll do it for us. But the story of the game goes on. For Andrew Erickson, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.